Merci, Monsieur le Président. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the European Union. Montenegro, Serbia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and Georgia align themselves with the EU statement. Mr. President, the European Union strongly condemns the latest ballistic missile launch by the DPRK, which seriously violates multiple UN Security Council resolutions. This and the previous launches constitute a threat to international peace and security, as well as to the non-proliferation regime, and further aggravate tensions in the region at the time when the escalation is needed. The European Union urges the DPRK to immediately comply with its international obligations. It must stop all nuclear tests and halt all launches using ballistic missile technology, and abandon its nuclear, all other weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missile programs in a complete, verifiable and irreversible manner. The DPRK's nuclear and missile programs pose a critical and increasing threat and call for a strong and timely international reaction before the DPRK acquires operational nuclear weapons capability. The European Union welcomes the joint statement endorsed by more than 60 states during the first preparatory committee session for the 2020 NPT review conference, and calls on all states to fully implement the relevant UN Security Council resolutions on the DPRK. The EU calls on the DPRK to engage in a credible and meaningful dialogue with the international community. The EU is ready to support such a process for dialogue. The EU's High Representative, Vice President Federica Mogherini, will remain in close contact in the coming days with all of the EU's international partners regarding the DPRK issue. I thank you, Mr. President.